understand how the climate is changing, scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration need data. Lots of it. For years, NOAA has relied on a national network of more than 8,000 volunteers who record daily weather readings. Maine Public's Patty White introduces us to a 92-year-old woman who's been doing this for nearly six decades.
Any time of day you're wondering what the current low or high is in Newcastle, Maine, there's a good chance Arlene Cole knows.
So far today, and you will note that's in pencil, so far it was 3 for low and 12 for high.
It's mid-morning on a frigid first day of February. Cole likes to check the weather throughout the day, but she won't take an official reading until 5 p.m., just as she has every day for more than half a century.
I have 57 years of records. I give my records into NOAA every month.
She pulls out a sheet of paper with her data for the month of January. It includes the daily highs and lows, 24-hour totals for rain and snow, and the accumulation on the ground. On this day, there's about 8 inches of snow outside, but a couple weeks ago, the weather was dramatically different.
January 13th, the high was 52, the low was 34. We had 1.75 inches of rain. We did not have any snow.
Cole can tell you the weather for each day as far back as 1957. That's when she started a personal weather diary, which she keeps tucked in a briefcase, along with her first observation book for NOAA.
Oh, here it is. This is my first book.
Cole says she's always been interested in the weather. She grew up on a farm not far away in Jefferson, where her father's daily decisions about chores were dictated by the weather.
Weather was important. Every morning, our kitchen door faced the north, but then you went around to the shed door, which was faced east, and he would kind of pause there and look at the weather.
She became an official observer for NOAA in 1965, taking over the role for a friend who passed away. She's never missed a day, even as she raised a family, worked as a ballot clerk, and helped launch a local historical society. The few times she's been out of town, neighbors and family have filled in. Over the years, Cole has contributed more than 20,000 readings to NOAA's database.
It's part of daily living. I don't really think anything about it. It's just one more thing. I set the table for supper, I go out and read the temperatures.
For Cole, it's routine. But for scientists at NOAA, her readings are essential for understanding weather and climate change.
Their observations are the backbone of our nation's climate network.
Nikki Becker is the observing program leader at the National Weather Service Regional Forecast Office in Gray, Maine. NOAA's observer program officially started in 1890, but Becker says records go as far back as colonial times.
You know, a lot of these, the precursor of them, they weren't probably originally thinking climate. But as it evolved over time, these records were archived, and then you can use it for comparisons.
Becker says even with today's technological advances, hand measurements by volunteer observers are the most efficient, cost-effective way to collect data. NOAA provides each observer with the same standardized equipment, whether they're in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska or in Midcoast Maine. A few steps outside her front door, Cole walks past a 60-inch stake that measures snow depth towards a rain gauge. It's a metal cylinder about half as tall as she is that collects rain and snow, which Cole brings inside every day to measure.
And I just get this and I take it in every night and exchange it.
Temperature readings are easier. She takes those from a digital reader on her kitchen counter that's hooked up to a thermometer outside. Cole has been recognized with multiple awards for her years of service as an observer, but at 92, she admits she's slowing down.
And little by little, I give things up. There is no question. I am not the gay blade I used to be. But I don't see why I can't go out and do the weather.
And so she says she'll keep compiling data as long as she's able, helping scientists along the way. As the former director of the National Weather Service once put it, forecasts are for today, but observations are forever. For Here and Now, I'm Patty White.